Hey, I'm Kate Wells with Michigan Radio News. You may have heard already by now, but Michigan billionaire Alfred Taubman died Friday at the age of 91. He led an epic American life. He grew up this poor Jewish kid in Detroit, and he went on to make a massive fortune, essentially inventing the modern shopping mall. He also survived a major scandal in his later years when he went to prison for price fixing. And as you're about to hear, he was also the second largest donor ever to the University of Michigan. Every time that you walk into a mall, you are walking into this world that Alfred Taubman created. The whole idea that shopping in suburbia should be sort of this glamorous experience with fountains and marble floors and restaurants and movie theaters and even plants, that whole thing is Alfred Taubman's creation. And although the guy went on to make a $3 billion fortune, he had a rough early life.
He grew up in Pontiac, Michigan during the Depression. They had no money.
Christopher Mason is an author who has written about Taubman.
He was profoundly dyslexic. He was also overweight. He was Jewish at a time when there was a lot of anti-Semitism going on in Michigan and in the country.
But even when he was a kid, Taubman had this brilliance for retail. Taubman saw that all of these post-war families were moving out of Detroit and into the suburbs. And he thought, hey, these people are going to need a place to shop. So he built giant shopping centers across the country, making a huge amount of money. He married Judith Mazur, a savvy, stylish beauty queen from Tel Aviv. And by this point, he was one of the richest men in America. So rich, he could afford to drop $40 million to buy Sotheby's auction house during the big hair and big money 1980s.
That was great while the market was booming. But when the market crashed, suddenly there were no profits left.
And this is when things get scandalous. Taubman was holding secret meetings with the head of Christie's Auction House, which is, of course, Sotheby's bitter rival. Taubman has always maintained that those meetings were totally innocent. But prosecutors charged him with price fixing. The very public trial was splashed all over the headlines. Again, Christopher Mason.
He was the big, rich guy, and he was the ultimate target for the Justice Department. And wound up getting convicted and sent to jail.
Taubman was almost 80 at the time. He served 10 months in prison, and when he got out, he threw himself into philanthropy. He has now given the University of Michigan some $160 million. Some of that went to create the Taubman Medical Research Institute, which is run by Dr. Eva Feldman. She is this world-renowned neurologist, and she says that she's actually come to see Taubman as kind of a dad.
He calls me every morning at 7 a.m. I know. We check in every day. We have checked in every day for, I don't know, maybe 15 years. I've lost track.
Taubman gave millions of dollars directly to doctors who are doing stem cell research and trying to find cures for diseases like ALS.
But because of Al Taubman, we now have new clinical trials in adult and pediatric cancer, diabetes, in metabolism. We have new clinical trials in cardiovascular disease.
For author Christopher Mason, Taubman's legacy can be summed up like this.
I think it's of an epic American life. A self-starter who beat the odds, became tremendously wealthy, became extremely philanthropic, and altogether remarkable on many, many fronts.
He is survived by his wife, his three children, and his nine grandchildren. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.